I'm Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org to find out more about anything you hear here. Carly Miller reports for Columbia Green Media that Wyndham has renewed its contract with Mid-Hudson Cable for 15 years after 30 years of service in the town. Expanding broadband service to the hamlet of Maplecrest is part of the contract. Quote, some of Maplecrest is currently covered, but as you keep driving toward the CD Lane Park, a lot of those residents don't have any cable, they don't have any broadband, they don't have any cell phone service, unquote, councilperson Ian Peters said. In the past year, ahead of contract negotiations, Mid-Hudson extended service to parts of Mill Street, Begley Road, and Pheasant Lane. A public hearing had customers grumbling about high prices, but not commenting on the franchise agreement. Now, with the new contract, quote, over 95% of Wyndham residents will be offered broadband services, which is phenomenal, unquote, Peter said. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The town of Ghent issued a press release June 7th saying they made a formal complaint to Charter Spectrum and to the State Public Service Commission about the cable company's failure to provide service in the town. On May 8th, a representative for Spectrum, which used to be called Charter, promised new service in Ghent by June 5th. Customers needed a new set-top box, they said. Quote, a letter was sent to existing customers with instructions on how to obtain the new equipment needed. Unfortunately, the phone number on the letter provided most customers with misinformation at best. Those who called were met with answers like, quote, we have no information on that, unquote, or, quote, you don't need a new box, unquote, or, quote, we have no record of you being a customer, unquote. And then June 5th passed with no new service from the company. Quote, we believe the less than adequate performance and customer service local subscribers have been experiencing during this situation flies in the face of the merger agreement with the State Public Service Commission regarding improvement of customer service, unquote, Ghent's press release read. David Lombardo reports at Capital Confidential that both the State Assembly and State Senate have bills now to allow sports gambling in New York. Last month, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled states can legalize sports gambling, and Delaware has already rushed a bill into law. The language in the New York bills estimate the state would make between $10 million and $30 million every year from taxes on sports betting. Read the full story at Capital Confidential. I'm Tom Rowe reporting for WGXC. Find out more in the newsroom at WGXC.org.